The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You're listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockhead.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with Ms. and Mrs. And this promises to be a super exciting one, doesn't it?
It does.
So we're not going to waste any time. We are going to jump right into the episodes. I like their misadventures together, and I feel like this season has really focused on how they've come together as a family, and we've kind of followed their trials and tribulations with them as a family. And well, tonight we got to see the family grow.
We did. It sets up with it being the delivery day for Maurice and the baby, and Miz is sitting in the chair, the same chair
he was, same hallway
for the arrival of baby number two that he was in for baby number one. And then we get flashbacks as Mrs. rambling to the camera beforehand.
Well, he's trying to record this message on his phone, and it's this very sweet, heartfelt message to his new daughter and how much he loves her and how special this moment is. And as he's trying to record this, there are people walking by. There's people asking him questions. It's just this, he's like, I'm trying to film a heartfelt moment and people keep walking by, and he just laughs. Like, it's a perfect life moment. It's a perfect memory, you know? Because It's like you're trying to do something ultra serious and you're just like, life just kind of throws you a curveball. And I guess the best part about it all was like, he's sitting in the hospital, they're getting ready to go, the flashbacks, and you hear somebody in the background go, they have lattes. Or some whatever coffee drink it was, and I just started laughing. I'm like, that's perfect.
Yeah, that really is perfect.
That sums it up right there. So, like Rock said, rewind to 2 weeks earlier, and Maurice is, you know, she's eyeing up a new stroller. She's found one she likes, and she looks at Miz, and she says, you know, not one to harp about a push present, but if you were thinking of a push present, this would be a good one. And he's like, if we didn't already have like 20 strollers, we would totally go for that, but they already have a bunch of strollers, so he's not going to do the thing.
No.
And this is where we find, and by the way, he's trying to clean up after the dogs in the yard because they're out doing their business, and so he's trying to clean up after them to keep the yard clean for Monroe. And this is where Maurice drops to Miz, oh, hey, by the way, I don't want your mom in the room during the birth. I want it to be just us. And she's like, I had to tell my mom last time with Monroe, you have to tell your mom this time, because prior, Barb was in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And Maurice went into labor 2 weeks early, so it made things like really super simple for them. They didn't have to worry about telling her. Now she lives with them, so it's a little bit more complicated. So Miz is like, yeah, all right, I'll do it. And he gives her more crap about being constipated as he's picking up after the dogs. And she's like, it's a natural symptom! It's what happens when you get pregnant, okay? Poor thing. Just poor thing. So Miz already has a plan.
He does.
He's got the push present in his mind, and he's going to do something that nobody else can really duplicate. The first present was a ring inscribed with Monroe's name, and she absolutely loved it. She was brought to tears. This was, Miz calls up his good friend James, who directed Marine 5 and Marine 6, and he asks if they can do, first, if they can do a 90-minute film in 3 days, and James is like, no. Dude. So then James suggests they do a trailer for a film. And so Miz, as his push present, is going to create a trailer featuring the lovely Monroe Sky as its star.
Pretty good idea.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's super cute. Although James is a little hesitant because he's like, they say never to work with children and animals. So he's like, we'll do it. We'll see. You know, he wants to help because he's like, he's coming to the party or to the baby shower. And, you know, he wants to help his friend out. So we go back to the house. The moms want to combine their names for the new baby and have it be Barjo Skylet Mazanin.
An awful name.
I'm sorry, that's bad. That's really bad. That's a no. And Maurice tries to bring up, you know, the subject of Barb not being in the room, and Miz is like, no, I don't want to talk about it right now. And she's like, oh, okay. So she heads off to the grocery store and to run errands and that kind of thing. Moms head off upstairs, and James showed up. He brings his big camera, and Miz is like, why would you bring the big camera? You're supposed to be incognito.
because it's what film people do. They bring the good stuff.
Yeah, he's like, he brings a professional level movie camera to the house. Like, what the F, dude? I wouldn't be complaining. And so they grab Monroe and they go up back and they're trying to film out back, and Marceau comes out and asks where her food is, and Miz is like, Maurice is coming with it, don't worry about it, go back in the house. And Miz is like, makes James hide in the bush while he's talking to Marceau. And then when she leaves, James comes back out and Miz is like, we're going to abandon the camera. We're just going to leave it. Just put it in the bush. And James is like, this is like a $60,000 camera.
What if it rains?
Yeah. It's LA. It never rains. And I, you know, honestly, I'd be like, I'm just going to go put this in the car.
It's not London. It's LA. It doesn't rain.
It's a $60,000 camera. Yeah, and I was honestly waiting for something to happen to the camera.
Yeah, I was too.
Like, the second they're like, we'll put it in the bush, it's not going to rain, it's going to be fine, I'm like, the dogs are going to get the camera.
Yeah, they're going to pee on the camera.
They're going to pee on the camera and they're going to ruin the camera, and Miz is going to be out 60 grand. I can just see it now. So basically, they start filming with iPhones to get this trailer, at least in the house part of the film. Once we see the final thing, we see the whole thing put together. So we're upstairs, we're in the bedroom, Maurice is back.
Hold on, 1 second. He said we're doing iPhones because they have 4K now. I mean, they're good. It's good.
And James is like, okay. Like, poor James. He's so willing. Like, he just wants to help, but he's like, this is my, I'm just seeing my vision die in front of me. Anyway. And the best part is they're like filming around the house and they're filming with Monroe. Like, Miz's mom walks by, and as Miz is like, oh no, Monroe made a mess. Oh no. And James is like sitting there, like acting like he's talking on his phone. And then he's like looking back and he's still filming with his phone.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, can you just hold that for a second?
Very awkward.
It's like, oh my God, what the hell? Because Miz is trying to keep his secret, right? He knows the moms will blab, but still, it's like, why don't you send them to a spa for the day or something? Like, get them all out of the house so you can do this with Monroe.
That doesn't make for good TV.
I know that, but I'm just saying, logic. You send the moms away and you don't have to worry about it.
But then they would suspect he's up to something.
He's always up to something.
True.
So, Maurice is back, we're in the bedroom, and she's decided that she's going to pack her hospital bag now. Mm-hmm. She's not going to wait. And the reason being that she went into labor 2 weeks early last time, she wasn't really ready last time, so this time she wants to be prepared. She wants to make sure everything is A-okay. So she starts packing her bag, and they're talking about how a lot of the stuff she took last time she didn't need, so she's packing a very simple bag for what she's going to need for those 2 to 3 days in the hospital.
Okay.
So she's putting everything in this really small bag, and Barb comes in and she's like, oh, I have a present for you for the new baby.
No, first it was Marceau. First it was Marceau walked in and she was talking, and Miz goes, I'm on TV. Marceau, I prefer John Cena.
He's like, you're a dick.
Yeah. Then she went to get Barb.
And Barb came in. She brought a little outfit for the baby that she wants to be the first outfit that the baby wears. And it's a little pineapple outfit it's cute, but not on point for Maurice, or not on point enough for Maurice, because she wants her daughter to be very fashionable from the get-go. Mm-hmm. So Maurice is like, thanks. And she just kind of like shoves it in the bottom of the bag. And then Marceau comes back in and she's like, Maurice, do you remember those mesh pad things that you had to wear in the hospital? Which are basically, they give you, like, because of the after effects of birth and whatnot, which I'm not going to go into, they give you things in the hospital to help manage all of that. Mm-hmm. And it's not very comfortable. It's not very attractive. So Marceau is like, I have a plan B that'll be a lot easier for you. And it's a stack of adult diapers. And then Marceau proceeds to model it for Maurice. And she keeps touching her self between her legs, essentially with the padding. See, look how thick it is. Look how thick it is. And Miz is like, can you not? And so Marie, and then by this point, Barb comes back in and she's like, oh, I have the perfect bag. And it's this giant suitcase. And they start packing the suitcase for Maurice. And Maurice is like, I'm good. I don't need help packing my bag. Everybody get out.
Get the hell out.
Get the hell out. I'm fine. Like, I can pack my own bag. Mm-hmm. And they're basically like, we love the moms, but they're really annoying. And you can't just tell them to F off because that's your parent. So it's just like, aw, poor Maurice. Like, They're coming from a good place with it. They want to help her, right? Mm-hmm. Because once the baby comes, she's going to have her hands completely full with Monroe and with the new baby. And so they're trying to simplify the process for her and just help her so she can concentrate on getting ready to give birth. Because that's a stressful experience. Even though she's done it before, it's a stressful experience. Because there's a lot you got to worry about. Because there's a lot that can go wrong.
Yeah.
Even when you're in the hospital and it's all planned and everything like that, there's still a certain margin that things could go awry. And that's always lurking kind of in the back of your mind. So they want to make sure that she is okay and she's kind of stress-free. But they're stressing her out even more. Mm-hmm. So it's just not good. So the day before the baby shower, Ms. rents a full-blown studio. James is impressed. And basically they're going to work with Monroe in the studio on a green screen. And part of it is they have to get Ms. to dress up in one of those green screen suits so he can like make Monroe move her arms a certain way and do certain things for the film. And then they can cut him out later. Well, the suit doesn't leave a lot to the imagination, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And James is a touch distracted by the suit. And Miz is like, dude, stop. Stop looking at it. And then, you know, they're trying to work with Monroe. And James is like, oh, hey, your face is in the shot. And this is maybe not going to kind of work. So you have to zip your face up the whole way. Mm-hmm. So his face isn't seen and he gets his hair stuck. And then they're working with Monroe and they get her to do a really cute, like, look around where they call her name and she turns around and looks at the camera and they're having her do other things. And then they're trying to get her to do a mic drop. She won't drop the mic. And then they give her a little baby to represent her sister and she's smacking the baby.
Yeah.
So, but they got a lot of, it looks like, really cute stuff with Monroe in the green screen in the studio. And they looked like they were having fun.
Yeah.
Looked like they were enjoying themselves. So that's what's important. Back of the house, Marjo then walks up to Miz and she's like, hey, you're not going to bring the baby home in the Jeep again, are you? Because that's like really stupid. And this is where we find out that Miz is selling the Jeep. They're getting rid of it because it's not a family friendly car. So they're going to get rid of the Jeep, his little play toy, and get something that's a little bit more family focused. And they're blowing up balloons for the baby shower. That's what they're doing. And this is where Miz decides to break the moment to his mother, or the news to his mother, that, hey, by the way, we don't want you in the room. But he does it. He doesn't do it in a normal fashion. He sucks back a bunch of helium and tells her that way. And his mom is completely cool with it.
Yeah, she's totally fine with it.
She's like, I would never want to impose, and I would never want to, you know, like, ruin you and Maurice's moment, so of course not. And this is where Marjo's like, you gonna get her a Louis? I got a Louis. And Barb's like, what?
What's a Louis?
What's a Louis? And Marjo's like, make sure you get one! I got one, make sure you get one! And Miz is like, oh, we're gonna blow Louis balloons up later. That's what she's talking about. She's referring to the fact, if you didn't see season one, that when Maurice broke the news to her that, she did not want her mother in the room with her when she gave birth. She bought her a Louis Vuitton bag and I believe Louis Vuitton heels to go with it as a I'm sorry present. Mm-hmm. Like you do. So now we're at the baby shower. It's a masquerade theme, which, you know, could be confused with a swingers party. And Maurice is horrified because she's like, no, it's not that at all. It's a baby shower. And we have appearances from Candace Michelle. She's there and they're talking about having kids and how, like, Maurice and Miz are probably going to end up having one more because he really wants a boy. And Michelle's like, see, I'm the exact opposite. I had boys and now I want to have a girl. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's like, oh, okay, that's cute. And then we get the trailer.
It was awesome.
It was so cute. Oh my God. That's a really, really clever present. Because basically it's Monroe Sky in Big Sister. And they do a voiceover of Monroe where there's a lady speaking as her and saying how she's going to be such a good big sister and she can't wait to meet her the new baby and just all these different things. It was so cute. It was so well done. Mm-hmm. So it was a very clever present and it moves Maurice to tears.
By the way, John Morrison sitting in the background with his wife.
That was nice.
For the baby shower.
Subtle. Mm-hmm. Very subtle. Yeah, you invite your friends to the baby shower. That's what you do.
That's what you do. Yeah, it was just you pick them out. That's all.
It's spot the stars. Mm-hmm. So then we cut. And I don't know what the time frame is between the baby shower and this next part, but
remember, it was 2 weeks earlier, so within that time period.
So it's within that time period, and we're back at the hospital. And essentially, Maurice has either gone into labor or her water has broken. They don't specify which, but it all stems from the fact that she had coconut water that she wasn't supposed to, and here they were. And so now we come back to the hallway where Miz is waiting, and he gives his heartfelt message. And next thing we know, there's Madison. She's born. And we see lots of shots with, you know, the happy mom, the happy dad, the happy grandmas. When they bring Monroe in and she's like, yeah, okay, all right, I guess I'll do this. But she's excited because she's one. She doesn't really know. Or I guess at this point she's almost two.
She's 18 months.
She's 18 months. So she doesn't really know quite what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Type thing, but she's excited, she's dancing, she looks very cute in her little pink dress. And yeah, so we meet the family of four, the Mazanins, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sweet, and Miz is excited, and he's nervous, and he's adorable, because he's like, I'm gonna learn to be a father of two.
Also the baby got Monroe a gift.
Yes, the baby got Monroe a gift as a way to sort of, like, help transition Monroe from being an only child to being a big sister, so that's a nice way to bridge the gap, as it were, for her. And help ease her into it.
It's what you do. It's legit what you do.
It is legit what you do. It's so sweet. And it was just a heartfelt, touching moment type thing. And it's just, you love to see it. And it just makes you smile. Because it's them coming together as a family. And like I said at the beginning of the show, that's what this season has really been about. Is you see them all really come together as this big, strong family. As they get ready to welcome another member into it.
Mm-hmm.
And how they're dealing with the adjustments. So what'd you guys think? Did you like it?
Hopefully you did. We enjoyed it.
But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It is. Make sure you catch a live show every Thursday night at 10 p.m. You search Rack Radio Show on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get the podcast. Search Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Use creator code Rock Second Fortnite and #Prisoner. That's a hashtag ad Prisoner, hashtag epic partner. And follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTLive. Amazon Prime, like your Twitch accounts called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. Yes, free.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at Linz Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward, and you've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back very soon. Till then,